AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The Justice Department discovered six more classified documents during a search of President Biden's home in Delaware. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president's personal lawyer says the Friday search of the Biden home wasn't announced in advance at the request of investigators. The first family was in Washington and then Rehoboth at the time of the search, and it wasn't announced by the president's lawyers until Saturday night. The attorney says the search yielded papers with classified markings dating not just to Mr. Biden's time as vice president, but also to his years as a senator. We're told investigators also removed handwritten notes. Such papers could be of concern if they contain information about programs or activities that remain classified.
What does this mean for the president and the case going forward? Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
It is extreme for the Department of Justice to search the president's house, but it looks like that this is the best avenue for both the White House and the Department of Justice. That is because the president is saying through his counsel that they're fully cooperating. And that makes this search different from the search at Mar-a-Lago.
Abortion rights activists gathered in San Francisco to mark the 50th anniversary of the original Roe v. Wade decision that gave Americans the constitutional right to an abortion, a case that was overturned just last year. CBS's Robert Costa.
Does the push to restrict abortion rights continue?
I think yes, no question. It now moves more or less to the state capitals.
Evangelical leader Franklin Graham, son of the famed Billy Graham, was one of thousands of anti-abortion activists who turned up in Washington Friday for the March for Life, arguing that the end of Roe is not the end of their fight.
Nothing has really changed. Abortions are still happening every day.
But the persistence from conservatives on abortion comes as Republicans are at a crossroads.
Now to the war in Ukraine. Russian military officials claim they have made further gains in the Donetsk region of Ukraine. CBS's Christian Benavides has the latest.
On Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the world needs to stop Russia's efforts to block Ukrainian food exports.
This will be at least 200 million people in different countries on three continents, Africa, Asia, and Europe, who now have decreased access to food.
Zelensky also met Saturday with several families of those killed in a helicopter crash earlier this week outside Kyiv.
The U.S. Navy says former Navy SEAL Daniel Swift was killed during a Russian attack in eastern Ukraine this week. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
By you and your blue-eyed charm.
Radio for the people.
Time!
pleasures of sin. When there was so much more than I needed those days. When I prayed for shelter, and then I prayed for rain. I just wanted someone to touch me. At the
is The Whale by Mindox. That was Essential Last Crack at 11. And Mindox was, we changed it up with bands that came out of Last Crack. Mindox was a band after Last Crack that the singer Butto was in with Pete Ress, who is also in the Skin Tones, who you may have heard here on Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy. We opened that set up of Essential Last Crack at 11 with Seven Seasons Deep, and that features Sean Anthony Brown on vocals, who was singer for Last Crack on their third album. We're going to keep it rolling here with the Black Saints. This is a throwback from a Milwaukee band from back in the 90s. This song is called Running. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Yeah. Hey, this is Damian Smith with the band Autumn Reverie, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Within the way that a lightning strike can be magnetized, how we're all held down, rooted to Radio for the people.
Thank you. force field, that is Sword of Honor. This is Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. Before that, we heard Helion Prime, The Final Theory. That featured Mary Zimmer on vocals. And Autumn Reverie, Stalemate. And we opened that up with the Black Saints and Runnin'. Great old Milwaukee band. Hey, coming up, we have Bad Year, Little Mo's and Ohms, Flying Fuzz, Rebels Without Applause, Faces for Radio. Still more to come here on Maxine Kevy. You're listening to hard rock and heavy metal from across Wisconsin.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by. Suddenly, you realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in. A vision you can see as it falls down around you and me. You end up on your knees.
And the clock beats midnight. You can't breathe. Charcoal black image of agony. We tried and we lied.
fall asleep, watch the world go by. Suddenly, you end up on your knees.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
For the people.
Behind all the ashes
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Until I take my rest. I'm not who I used to be. It all happened for now. Well, memories, memories bittersweet. I'd do anything just to see you, if only for a while. If I could bring you back, I'd walk a million miles.
Rebels Without Applause, Greg Fulton. He was in Snow White in the 80s and 90s. Late 90s, he was in Rebels Without Applause with his brother on drums. Great band out of Chicago, great throwback. Before that, we had The Flying Fuzz out of Madison, Our Freedom. And then Eglath, Kingdom of Bones. Kingdom of Bones, that song is from a band from Appleton. And then Moes and Ohms before that, Tale of Despair. And we started that off, Bad Year, Charcoal Black. I'm Rocker. You've been listening to Maxine Kevy. We're coming up here on the end of the show tonight. We'll be back here next week. Remember, we play the best of Wisconsin local original hard rock and heavy metal. We play throwbacks, we play brand new music, and we even would like to interview you. So if you want to send your music in MP3, request an interview, we'll consider it. Send it to Max Inc. Radio, MAXINK Radio at gmail.com. Remember, you can go to civicmedia.us, click on Max Inc. Radio, and you can see our podcast and listen to the show again. Of course, this show repeats Sunday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight. We're going to roll this out with a little bit of Faces for Radio, In Your Hands. I'm Rocker. You've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy. Yeah.
are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.